This is a waived 31412B hearing from Mr. Dennis Rumsey, ADC number 041418, before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, to consider parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. I would like to introduce the members of the board conducting the hearing today. In the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the hearing lead. I'll begin the hearing with the following summary. Mr. Rumsey is 57 years old. He was certified eligible by DOC for a 31412B parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. Mr. Rumsey is currently serving a life sentence for murder in the first degree. Should he be granted parole, he will begin his final prison term for armed robbery, a 21-year sentence. He's been eligible for parole since November 18, 2004. The crime of murder occurred on or about October 10, 1979. He was 19 years old at the time of said offenses. He was convicted by jury trial and sentenced on July 7, 1980. It should be noted that there was an extensive appeal process in which he was retried and resentenced to death, but the new conviction was eventually overturned and returned to life imprisonment. I will now read a summary of Mr. Rumsey's offenses. On October 10, 1979, Mr. Rumsey murdered George Koslowski, around that time. The defendant and Kimberly Holmes were hitchhiking from Indiana to Las Vegas, Nevada, when they were picked up by the victim, George Koslowski, in either New Mexico or Texas. When they reached Phoenix, Mr. Rumsey and the victim went into a store to buy beer. When Mr. Rumsey returned, he told Kimberly Holmes that the victim had over $300 in his wallet and that he was going to rob him. When they left Phoenix, Mr. Rumsey was driving and the victim was sleeping in the back seat. After driving for approximately 45 minutes, Mr. Rumsey pulled over to the side of the road, woke the victim and ordered him at gunpoint to empty his pockets and get into the trunk. The victim refused. So, Mr. Rumsey fired one warning shot and repeated his demands. When the victim refused again, Mr. Rumsey shot the victim twice. Mr. Rumsey dragged the victim off the road and shot him a third time. Prior to leaving the scene of the victim's car, Mr. Rumsey threw some money at Kimberly Holmes and told her to count it. They then proceeded to Riverside, California, on to Las Vegas. Shortly thereafter, Kimberly Holmes returned to Indiana, where she notified authorities of the incident. Mr. Rumsey has received moderate programming in ADC. According to his progress report, he does not have a release plan. He has a significant history of discipline from 1981 through 2013, with his last major on September 17, 2013, for positive or refusal to submit your analysis. This appears to be Mr. Rumsey's sixth hearing before the board. He has no letters of support in his parole packet. The Maricopa County Attorney's Office submitted a letter dated May 2, 2018, opposing his parole. I will begin the discussion by stating that based on the cold and heinous nature of this crime, I do not believe that granting Mr. Rumsey parole to his next consecutive sentence would serve the interest of justice nor public safety, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
I agree.
Hearing no further discussion, I will make my motion, and that is regarding Mr. Dennis Rumsey, ADC number 041418. The motion is to deny parole for the next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. We have no mechanism of asking for 1 year set off based on the year of the crime, and that is my motion.
Second.
Great.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal. Agreed upon. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. My reasons are as follows: serious and violent offense, loss of human life, trauma to the victim, say serious bodily injury, poor institutional behavior. I'll say a recent disciplinary infraction, because that's within 5 years. And no family or community support system. Is there anything else fellow board members wish to add? The this will bring our hearing to a close, and I want to thank my fellow board members.